WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Singer Billy Joel made headlines this summer when he and his band performed in the Soviet Union. You can see one of those concerts on cable TV this weekend. Critic David Bianculli has this review.
Cable TV cranks out dozens of music concerts each year, but only a few are good enough to deserve special attention. This Saturday, HBO has one. It's the third edition of HBO World Stage, and it's called Billy Joel from Leningrad, USSR. In the other two World Stage programs, it was the performers that made them worth watching. Cyndi Lauper in Paris, Ringo Starr, George Harrison, and others in London. In this one, Billy Joel really knocks himself out, but what's amazing is to watch how the Russian audience reacts to him. Even if you don't like concert films or rock and roll, Billy Joel from Leningrad is worth checking out. Think of it as high-energy glasnost and a brief connection between two usually separated groups. When Joel returned from his August tour, he complained a bit about how stuffy the audience was in Moscow, but raved about the kids in Leningrad. To overcome the language barrier, Joel compensates with more physical acrobatics than an Olympic team. He does backflips off his piano. He runs across the stage and dives on his piano. He stretches face down on top of it and spins around faster and faster, like a one-man Busby Berkeley movie. He strips off his coat, shoes, and socks and throws them into the outstretched arms of the crowd. Then he throws himself into the outstretched arms of the crowd and lets them carry him aloft like a beach ball. Oh yeah, and while all this is going on, he's singing too. A translator is on hand to help Joel with the introductions to his songs, and Joel takes the opportunity to deliver some fairly potent messages.
This song is about young people living in the northeast of America.
Эта песня о молодых парнях, которые живут на северо-востоке Соединенных Штатов Америки.
Their lives are miserable because the steel factories are closing.
Жизнь их нищая и серая, потому что сталелитейный завод в этом городке закрывается.
They desperately want to leave, but they stay because they were brought up to believe that things were going to get better.
Им ужасно хочется уехать из этого городка, но их так воспитали, им все время говорили, что жизнь станет лучше. Оставайтесь, ребята.
The song is called Allentown.
Allentown.
Get that whistle for y'all.
The kids in the crowd react to all this like they're seeing a fully staged American rock show for the first time, which they are. Joel and his band leave a strong first impression, and in the TV concert, their encore is perfect for the occasion and drives everybody into a rock and roll frenzy.
You like the Beatles?
Beatles, любите?
By reaching back almost 20 years, Joel has come up with the perfect anthem for his world stage concert. My only complaint is that the HBO special doesn't include his second encore, which reaches back even further and is an even more powerful choice. It's available, though, on the concert album that's being released, and if HBO won't use it as a finale, I will.
David Bianculli is television critic for the New York Post.